You're on 981 2NM, and of course we think all of our towns in the Upper Hunter are beautiful and tidy, but some can potentially prove it. Joining us to have a chat about it is the Singleton Tidy Towns chairperson, Lynn McBain. Lynn, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to showing off Singleton at its best today, and look forward to seeing the results come out in March. That we have won New South Wales Tidy Towns. Nothing like putting it out there.
Not at all. Not a good throw it out there in the universe. Lynn, so is Singleton looking tidy at the moment? Because there have been struggles over the past few weeks, especially given the rain. And
we've had flood, basically heat and you name it. But the thing is, people in Singleton tend to look after their properties, and properties always look the same. The unfortunate thing is a lot of people away at the moment.
Yeah.
But the Tidy Towns assessment is not just about how tidy and how pretty it looks. It's all about how the community works together and gets things done in your town. And basically for council, it's about following the expectations of your community and how they can do that. Sustainability comes into it. There's a whole range of other issues that come along into making you a Tidy Town New South Wales winner.
So the assessor is due in today to have a look around. How much time do they spend looking at the town?
We have him in the car at 8:45, and then he's with us all day. So, and then he judged Cessnock yesterday, and he'll be judging Murrurundi tomorrow. It's a big day. We've got, apart from the overall category, we've got the 10 other nominations as well. So we have to fit all those people in for some part of the day so they can be scrutinised.
That's a very busy day.
It's a huge day. We don't stop. And then we have a lovely lunch in the middle of the day where those people that have participated in council employees, the mayor and council representatives and community representatives can come along. It's not as big as we usually have it because of the COVID restrictions, but we'll certainly put on a nice fair for him at lunchtime so he has an opportunity to meet other people besides just those ones he talks to during the day.
Lynn, what does it mean to a town to win Tidy Town of the Year?
Well, we won it in 2006. The Tidy Town's winner, and that was Albury last year, and we were supposed to go to Albury in March, fingers crossed, this year. It means that you've got Tidy Towns representatives from all over the state, you know, descend on your town for a full weekend, from the Friday till basically, a lot of them stay till the Monday.
Yeah, some so full motels, if nothing else, yeah.
Yeah, if nothing else. People spend their money, but it also encourages people throughout the year to come along and see what your town or why your town won. And we have a lot of people through Tidy Towns. I mean, I've been involved in Tidy Towns now for 30-odd years, and I know myself, I go to a town, I look to see if they've got a Tidy Towns committee, and you learn what, you know, they've done to present their town the best way they can. And you pick up little hints and, you know, things for projects that might not take a lot of money to do, or some of them take a fair bit of money to do.
Yeah.
There's always something to learn.
Lynn, can I ask, you say you've been involved in Tidy Towns for 30 years. How did you get involved in the first place? How come?
Basically, it was, I think, if I can remember correctly, Mal Newman, he was the foundation member, who was a councillor at the time, learnt about Tidy Towns and called a public meeting. And council supported it. Our Tidy Towns runs as a community committee, and of which council is one of the partners. Along with, let's face it, we consider everybody that lives in Singleton a member of Tidy Towns.
Yeah.
We keep it simple.
Yep.
Everybody is.
So, Lynn, before I let you go, have you got any last-minute instructions for everybody in Singleton to today? Do they smile nicely, make sure they wear a freshly pressed shirt, anything like that?
Well, basically, I'd love them to smile nicely behind their mask.
Yeah. That's true.
Raise your eyebrows a couple of times. I'll know you're smiling.
And make sure you wear your good Sunday going out hat.
Yeah. No, it is a difficult time for us. But, you know, let's face it, we've been through some difficult times in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years that have really given the Upper Hunter a real flat feeling to us, In regards to, you know, drought. We've had droughts, we've had floods, we've had fires, we've had everything. So this is just something that might just lift the spirits.
Well, good luck with the assessment today, Lynn. We look forward to hearing some good news down the track. And thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Thank you, Andrew.